Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Tuesday, March 19th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by this upcoming class that we're doing on Saturday, April 13th. Robert's Rules of Order, Michigan State Constitution. This will be the last one we do up here in northern Michigan. We have lots of dates already in the calendar. We will not be doing this class for a while here in northern Michigan. This is your last opportunity to take advantage of it. If you'd like the flyer and the website, text me CLASS. I'll send you the flyer for the Grand Traverse County Republican Party's event Saturday, April 13th. Doors will open at 9:30. The class will be over at 1:30. This is a crash course in Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution. And for those of you listening downstate, 2 weeks later, Saturday, April 27th, we will be teaching it in Flint. The Genesee County Conservative Union is hosting us there. Denise Smith and the folks have already secured the public library for us. Both of the events are on the website acconservatives.org. The Flint one is at the top. It's the most recent post. Just scroll down, find the information about Traverse City's class. Follow the instructions. Donation for that class in Traverse City is $59. The one in Flint is $49. The reason for it, we have to pay for renting tables and chairs for Traverse City per person. And that money is going to go to the Grand Traverse County Republican Party, reimbursing them for hosting the class. So again, text me CLASS, TC for Traverse City, or CLASS Flint. And I'll send you the appropriate flyer, and the website's the same, acconservatives.org. Also on Friday, when we're back, we're going to be going to the post office. We're going to be shipping out 100 of these cards for you to give away to 100 people, asking them to talk to 11 of their friends, coworkers, people they go to church with, and ask them 11 questions. So if you'd like the cards information, text me CARDS. And I'll send you the link. You go to acconservatives.org, simply make a donation of $21. So the three promotions that we have going, different prices. So based on your donation, we'll know which class you're signing up for or whether you're signing up to get cards. And we will get those mailed out to you this Friday when we get back from our little mini vacation trip. They'll go out on Friday, March 22nd. You should get them probably on Monday the 25th. And it's really interesting because I've had so many people go through their 100 already. They are wanting more. Rod Wheeler is going through his second batch. I know Lou up in Mackinac County, he as well has been doing it. And one of the things that I think that people are very interested in is looking at these elections with a different perspective. Instead of voting emotionally, looking at these things from an intellectual perspective. And when you do it, it kind of changes the dynamics. Because on the front side of the card, it's very simple. It says, spread the word. In the next 9 months, because we started the cards, we had them printed in February, talk with 11 people about 11 issues. Vote intellectually, not emotionally, on November 5th of 2024. When you turn the cards over, kind of interesting, because the card just simply has 11 questions on it. Are you satisfied with, number one, the high price of gasoline and diesel fuel? Number two, costs and security concerns caused by our open and unprotected borders. Question number three, how satisfied are you with the economy and inflation, the cost of food and other items? Number four, how do you feel about surging crime rates that's happening in most of our major American cities? Most of these crimes by people who are not citizens of the United States. Based on the open border, now they're finding out that some of these crimes are being committed by illegals that shouldn't even be here in the first place. How do you feel about that? Question five, how do you feel about the forced EV electric vehicle mandates? Rising food and consumer prices. Number seven, the woke ideology being taught to students in our public schools and colleges. Question number eight, challenges to and loss of parental rights when it comes to our children. Increasing fentanyl, methamphetamine, and other drug-related deaths. How do you feel about the high rising interest rates and mortgage rates? And finally, how do you feel about the attacks on our Second Amendment rights? Your constitutionally protected ability to protect yourself and your family, especially here in the state of Michigan. Again, these are not Democratic or Republican issues. They are American issues. Many hardworking Americans are struggling financially and are concerned about the future for their children and their grandchildren. Between now and November 5th, 2024, talk about these issues with your family, friends, and neighbors. Promote America, not politics. And then in closing, it says, you have the power to vote wisely. Paid for by the Antrim County Conservative Union, P.O. Box 650, Elk Rapids, Michigan, 49629. Well, for $21, we will ship you 100 of these cards. All you have to do is give them away. But when you do so, ask them to talk to 11 people and ask them these 11 questions. And honestly, when they get done talking to 11 people, asking the 11 questions, tell them to give the card to somebody else. We paid extra. It's thick card stock. They have this glossy type laminate over them. Almost feels like they've been laminated. I'm sure they'll last, being passed on to somebody else after you're done with it. For $21, folks, you could affect the thinking of 1,100 people who have the potential to vote in November's election. This is something you can actually concretely do. Doesn't take a lot of effort. You put the cards in your door panel, perhaps, of your vehicle. Grab a couple, put them in your back pocket. When you go to church, share them. When you go to work, pass them out to your fellow coworkers. Give them to your friends. We got to get people to be thinking about this election. And this is all part of the 2024 plan, so we greatly appreciate if you guys will do that. Again, we will be shipping these out on Friday. Now, I want to get back to another story that I prepped for the show today, and it's kind of interesting because one of the bills packages that are going on in Lansing, again, I really don't think there's a snowball chance they're going to go anywhere, but it has to do with the focus by the Democrats And again, I spoke about this, about Biden signing the National Women's Health Reproductive Act variation in Washington, D.C. Well, another issue, stakeholders, several legislators, and Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist gathered yesterday to talk about the importance of protecting in vitro fertilization and its surrogacy. Two new pieces of reproductive rights puzzle that he hopes will again motivate voters this year. You see, this is how they are keeping women's reproductive rights in the forefront of voters' minds. Even though they've passed and put into our state constitution every variation of abortion, now they feel that they have to do something else this year to get their base out to vote. Well, they're not excited about their presidential candidate. Some of them are actually voting against them in these primaries. But again, joined at the East Lansing Public Library, State Representative Samantha Steckloff, the Communist Democrat from Farmington Hills, and this Penelope Turnsoglu, Democrat from East Lansing, shared their own personal IVF stories and continue to call for support of Steckloff's package of bills. Now, with abortion codified in Michigan's Constitution due to Proposal 3 of 2022, Democrats have recently focused their attention on November 2023 lawsuit filed by the Michigan Right to Life. Right to Life and certain Republican lawmakers sue over the abortion amendment. Also, the Alabama Supreme Court's decision affording fertilized eggs the same legal protection as children, which will impact IVF here in the state of Michigan. We're going to get into the rest of this story. But again, reproductive rights for women and whether or not it's actually going to end up being a thing that voters will be voting on in November. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIE&G Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
Welcome back. Final segment of hour number two. Several Michigan pollsters that follow politics in Michigan said that last week's Alabama Supreme Court decision couldn't have come at a worse time for Republicans in the state of Michigan. What did the court decide? Well, they put a stop to the laws that the Alabama State House Senate passed regarding IVF processes in the state of Alabama. Now they're saying that this is a way to potentially reignite the abortion issue. Okay, I got a very simple question. In vitro fertilization, what does that have to do with an abortion? Answer, absolutely nothing. However, Quinnipiac University, very liberal communist college, conducted a poll. And they were asking voters to rank the most important issues among Democrats, Republicans, independents, as to what issues were the most important to them. And they didn't even list abortion or reproductive rights as one of the issues. Well, according to the Democrats, 22% listed preserving democracy as their top issue, almost one out of four. Well, first of all, we don't have a democracy in the United States. So why is that question even asked that way? One in five said the economy, and the same exact number, 20%, said immigration. But when they asked Republicans, 42%, double the amount of the Democrats, listed immigration as their top issue. The economy came in second with one in five at 24.5%. And they said the last thing that they're even worried about, all the Democrat issues such as gun violence, the economy, inflation, and other things, fell much further down. The telephone survey had a plus or minus 2.5% margin of error. And they separated the two groups, with them interviewing or polling 9% more Democrats than they did Republicans. Well, of course they did. Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist said he believes IVF and surrogacy protections were a huge part of the fight for a full slate of reproductive rights that passed in 2022 on the ballot. He thinks they could be used to be motivating factors to get voters out again in 2024. Freedom and choice are always going to be animating the base because they are so deeply personal to so many people. There's a reason why Proposal 3 got more votes than both me and Governor Gretchen Whitmer. It even passed in counties that we didn't win. Well, why did it win? Because the advocates for it were very effective in truly representing what was in the constitutional amendment. They flat out lied to people on their TV ads, the mailers that came in the mailbox, and even some people that tend to be pro-life said they voted for it because they wanted to preserve abortion in cases of rape and incest. Misrepresenting what was actually in the language, what was actually then entered into our state's constitution. But it all has to do with messaging people. It all has to do with information. Engaging the public and getting the information out there. Was it an emotional issue? Yes. But if you had presented the information, the facts to people, a lot of people changed their minds and ended up voting no. And that's exactly what we're facing in this year's election. That's why these cards are so critically important to get out there in the hands of people. So again, text me cards. I'll send you a link to the website, acconservatives.org. You can go there. Just simply donate $21. We'll know what it's for, and we'll send it out on Friday. We got to get these cards out there to as many people as possible. And again, the Democrats are going to try to use in vitro fertilization as a part of a way to get out the abortion vote. I don't get it. In vitro fertilization, what does it have to do with abortion? Absolutely nothing. Fertilized eggs. So we'll see what happens, and we'll follow this story, see if anything comes out of the House, Senate, and whether or not the governor signs it, and whether or not they would possibly even consider putting this on the ballot for 2024. Now, one other story that we're going to get to. When you go to vote, Democrats are all concerned about whether or not you open carry a firearm into a polling place. Again, fear. False evidence appearing real. We have that story pulled up. We're going to get into that in the next hour. And also, we've got some text messages we need to get to. Housekeeping. Hour number 3 after the top of the hour news. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was